on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
What is it that you do to remind our listeners? I think if you're a Let's Get Legal fan and you've been on Karen Conti's show too, they know who you are, but tell us who you are.
Anything with regard to workplace. So hiring, termination, you think you've been harassed or discriminated against, maybe you have a wage issue or a non-compete issue, anything regarding your job.
Does the end of the year provide sometimes a moment to reflect on maybe changing jobs, starting new careers, looking back on what was weird or different and then calling you?
Oh, a lot. People always have questions about the changes in laws and how it's going to affect them and what they need to be concerned about going into the new year. So we get a lot of calls around now.
The big change for employment for the new year, the law change, involves just the salaries having to be posted for new jobs, right? That's a new Illinois law.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So both pay and benefits need to be posted internally and externally for any job that the company is going to post. Not only if the company posts it, but if a third party posts it, they need to follow the same requirement.
Some people might say, well, they already do that. And it's funny because the range is $30,000 to $300,000.
Yeah, it can't be that vague.
They have to keep it more specific?
Yes, they do.
And including the benefits. As well,
yes, like all benefits.
Like here's our health plan, and here's
absolutely all the benefits, and also different forms of compensation. If there is a bonus or a commission or a sort of any sort of equity, anything like that, they need to post.
I saw the minimum wage popping up to $15 an hour too. Yep. Here in Illinois, starting on the new year. A lot of people might think, oh, isn't it already there? Chicago has been there, and maybe even above it now.
It is,
but the state is now going to be at $15 an hour.
Right. Also, the tip wage is going up to $11.02 as well. So both, and the tip is going to catch up to the minimum wage about 4 years from now. It's scaled up over the next 4 years.
Okay, tell you what, we're going to take a break here in a moment.
Sure.
What I want to do is the three things that us people that have jobs, workers, employees need to know for 2025.
Sounds good.
And employment lawyer Patrick Dolan is here, and I brought you here the top three things that employees should know going into the new year, or maybe on our things to do list. What do you got for me for number one?
So this is going to sound a little bit boring, but I get so many questions about, you know, what when I talk about FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act, any kind of benefit, I say, look at your handbook. And most people don't. I understand it. It's not exciting. But spend a little bit of time at the beginning of this year and look at your employee handbook. Run through the benefits section, run through the leave section. You have some childcare leave oftentimes, voting leave, you have bereavement leave. There's so many different things that people just don't know that they have.
That they're entitled to.
Yeah, that they're entitled to. Because understandably, they just don't read their employee handbook. And along those lines, people come to me all the time having questions generally about their non-compete, but they don't know where it is. They don't know if they have one, if they signed one, if it exists. Just look. It's either in your handbook. It could be with some sort of offer letter you got. It could be part of a confidentiality agreement if you have some sort of equity or something like that. Look around to see if you have a non-compete, because people don't even know that they do. Oftentimes they'll say, well, I remember onboarding. I signed a bunch of stuff, but I don't know what I signed. Okay. Well, it's probably in that group of documents. And remember, non-competes are still enforceable in the state of Illinois under most circumstances. So it's safe to assume that it is enforceable. So look at your paperwork to answer these basic questions that people ask me.
Right. I think it's a good foundation. It doesn't mean anything's wrong at work, but it, like you said, you may not know the benefits that you have in there. Those time offs that are sneaky, maybe at a certain point, and for many companies it's automated, right? But for many, they're not. I'm going to get an extra week at 5 years or something. Sometimes you've got to be the one, your own advocate for HR. And if you don't know that, they're not going to solve it for you necessarily.
And the other thing, John, we get, you and I on Let's Get Legal, get so many questions about a leave for mental and physical health issues, and people don't know what their rights are. It's in there. Your rights under the Family and Medical Leave Act, just the company's benefit for you generally in terms of leave, it's all there. And it and actually triggers some things oftentimes in people's minds. Say, wait a minute, I have this issue. I didn't even know I could, you know, take leave for this or that. So it answers a lot of basic questions and provides people with outlets to take care of these things.
312-981-7200, our phone number. We got a call we'll get to in a moment. Let's get to item number two.
Item number two is your compensation. We mentioned briefly that the wages, the pay, and your benefits need to be made public. You know what? Why not check that? Because if there is a job out there that's your same job that's being advertised and the scale is higher than what you're making, that's really good information to know. Then you can ask, why am I being paid less than the publicly advertised scale for my job? That's a big deal.
Right. You could also see if your job is listed and wonder if you're going to get fired.
Yeah,
you can. Okay, thanks, you mean John. Like something at the same level, right?
Yes, and because there's so many jobs that have the same title, same level, et cetera.
Right, so that could be a bargaining chip. If you see that it's listed 100%. For $10,000 more than you're making.
Yeah, and maybe it could be due to discrimination of some sort, why you're getting paid less. Maybe your boss is discriminating against you because him or her is making the decision to pay you less. Find out what your job is being paid for publicly.
Okay, number three, what do you have for us?
Number three is going to be... get a handle on, this is going to sound a little bit odd, what AI means to you.
Oh, interesting.
Because changes with AI, people are really concerned over the last couple of years. Now I think we're settling in folks, both companies in terms of folks who are employed, they're starting to figure out how they can do their jobs better using AI. So I think that's going to be a big change in 25. And can I add another one?
Please. Okay. Number four.
Number four, sure.
Surprise.
Yeah, a bonus. Number four is going to be your leave pertaining to time off, okay?
What do you mean?
Because PTO.
Okay.
So if you have time off, and that could change during the year, you know, you could be advanced in your position, you get more time off. What does that look like too? So a lot of times companies change their PTO policy, look at how much time you have and when you can use that.
Absolutely. Just really be your best advocate at the workplace.
Yes, 100%. Just educate yourself.
For sure. Let's go to the phone lines. Rod, you're on WGN. What do you have for Patrick Dolan?
Yeah, I got a question. Our company, just recently, they changed the sick pay where, you know, if you had so many people per company, they had to give you five sick days.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 weeks vacation every year, and then you accrue them every year. Like, you get 4 weeks in every February. But now they're telling me I'm getting 3 weeks vacation, and then they're going to give me 1 week sick pay. Which sick pay is accrued, which vacation is not.
Interesting. So that, instead of four right? just general speaking weeks, they're doing three and one is on an accrual, one's just given at a certain time. And you're wondering if that's legal and okay to do?
Yeah.
Patrick, what do you think?
Well, with notice, they can change the amount of PTO somebody gets. Right. But if it's banked, in other words, if you've already earned it, they can't take it away from you. They either have to let you use it before the reduction in PTO or they have to pay you for it. But they can change a PTO length.
It can be cruddy, but not necessarily illegal.
Yes, exactly.
OK. Got a text about these. You mentioned handbooks. If handbooks haven't been issued to employees for 2 years, older employees have been issued. Is there a law that they have to have an updated handbook? They got to be given to people. Someone said 224 says it hasn't been issued to newer employees.
It should be issued. Is it illegal not to? No, I don't think it's illegal per se, but if a company wants to enforce any part of that handbook, they have to make it available to people.
And
oftentimes it's within the company's intranet, John, so they make it available electronically.
Right.
But you should ask if you don't have it.
And this is a great text from the 630. Illinois law, they talk about 80 hours for leave for immediate family members of death, parent, spouse, sibling, father-in-law. There's also now for, if you have a miscarriage, there's other laws
yes.
that protect you.
Reproductive rights.
630
yes.
says, my workplace had no idea. Now, some of that may be unpaid, but that's the thing is that you have to know. It's best for us to know these laws, talk to you, make sure your employees do, because sometimes employers don't know these things.
And I'll add one quick thing. So the handbook needs to be updated. Oftentimes it's not. Laws change every year, as we're talking about. Oftentimes handbooks don't reflect that.
So if anything weird is happening at work, or squirrely, as I like
mm-hmm.
to say,
you do.
312-332-7800 is how they can reach
That's
you,
me.
Right? I'd say give your cell phone number, but you're going to get a new one by the end of the day. 312-332-7800. Patrick Dolan from Conti and Dolan Law.